Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Hello and welcome to Learning by Ear's special series that takes a look at the environment. Today we'll be taking a look at efforts to save critically endangered species of turtle and those feared ocean predators, sharks. Turtles are ancient reptiles that survived the extinction of dinosaurs. But without urgent action, their days may be numbered. We'll hear why it's so important to educate fishermen on the use of turtle-friendly nets. And we'll discover why more than 100 species of shark could soon be wiped off the face of the planet, all for a bowl of soup. And did you know some fishing nets are big enough to engulf more than a dozen jumbo jets? We'll also hear about how mankind is using modern-day technology to reduce the ocean's fish stocks to the point of extinction. Stay with us.
I was on the beach last night, Moses, and guess what I saw?
What did you see, Gladys?
Turtles! Wow. It's nesting season right now.
Wow! You know, I've lived a short walk from this beach all my life, and I've never seen a turtle laying eggs. But I remember at school we used to hear about poachers stealing the eggs. And can you believe there's still people who eat turtle meat?
Sure, Monica, I do.
Oh, Moses!
Why, Moses?
Well, because my father says it's cheap. The fishermen don't mean to catch the turtles, but they feed in the same waters as fish, like the coral reef just offshore. Sometimes, accidentally, they become trapped in the fishermen's net.
Of course they do. And they drown because they breathe air like you and I.
There's so much fishing in our waters these days, and it's devastating our turtle populations. Moses, you should boycott turtle meat.
But why, Monica? If the turtle's dead anyway, why not eat it?
Hey, Gladys.
Hi, John. It's my brother, John. Let's go talk to him. I was just telling Monica and Moses about the turtles last night.
Ah, it was fantastic. You know, I used to catch turtles myself. It was never my intention, but at the time I thought it was unavoidable, and if I could make some extra money from it, then why not?
What made you change your mind?
Have you heard of Turtle Conservation Program? They run a program educating fishermen about the need to protect turtles. I had no idea their numbers were threatened by the activities of fishermen like myself. I felt ashamed.
But how did you avoid trapping them in your nets, if it's accidental?
Come, let me show you my nets. The guys are just doing some maintenance to the boat. Here, look at the nets we use now. This is what we call a turtle excluder device. All it is a metal grill at the entrance to the troll net. This means that large objects like turtles can't pass through into the net, while fish and shrubs can.
Are they effective?
Well, in some parts of the world where these excluders are widely used, the number of turtles caught in the nets has fallen up to 90%.
John, did you ever use to catch live turtles?
Yes, Gladys, we did.
And did you return them?
No, I have to confess we killed them and sold them at the market. We saw it as a bonus, but now I know better. And we tell other fishermen to release turtles back to the sea. But you know the real problem is poaching. There is a man along the beach I want you to meet.
Hello, John.
Hello, Peter. I would like you to meet my younger sister, Gladys, and her friends.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Peter.
Well, what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could take them to the beach this evening and show them the turtles nesting. I took Gladys yesterday, but it's something the others have never witnessed.
Certainly. Let's meet on the beach at 11 tonight. Right, let's go find some turtles. Hey, look over there.
Where?
Oh, wow. Over there by the rock.
That's right, Monica. Each year, hundreds of turtles come to nest here. They always return to the same beach. 5 years ago, poachers stole 95% of the eggs that were laid here, mostly for food. Now, with all the education programs we've been running, there's virtually no poaching at all. Let's crawl a bit closer.
How many eggs will one turtle lay?
Often more than 100.
So, isn't it okay if some are taken?
Unfortunately not. The survival rate of sea turtles to sexual maturity is very low. Only 1 in 1,000 turtle hatchlings that make it to the sea reach adulthood. And then it takes 40 years to reach breeding maturity.
Which is why it's so important to protect turtles.
Correct, Gladys. Did you know that 6 of the 7 species of turtle in the world's oceans are classified as either endangered or critically endangered? Come on, let's return.
In a recent science class, I learned that some species of shark are also on the endangered list.
That's right, Monica. Man is emptying the oceans of sharks, and if we carry on the way we are, there is a really high risk of extinction of some species within the next few decades.
Should we care? After all, they are man-eaters.
That's where you're wrong, Moses. Apparently, most shark attacks against humans are a case of mistaken identity. That's to say, they mistake humans in the water for their usual prey, like seals.
Absolutely. And in answer to your question, Moses, yes, we should care. There are now 126 species of shark classified as being at risk of extinction.
Wow!
Why so many?
Well, a small number is caught offshore like ours by fishermen. You'll see shark meat on sale in our markets, and it's cheap compared to whitefish. But you should refuse to buy it.
We learned that the biggest threat is the market for shark fin soup in Asia.
Precisely. It's estimated that 40 million sharks are killed each year for their fins that are highly prized by Asian diners.
40 million?
If sharks are the ocean's top predators, then how does that affect the food chain?
Well, populations of fish like tuna and rays will grow unchecked and decimate smaller species of fish. Sharks are the lions and cheetahs of the sea. If we lose them, there will be long-term damage to marine ecosystems.
Did you know?
Wussten Sie schon?
Kokunsang?
Unajua kwamba?
Le saviez-vous?
Did you know that we are emptying the world's oceans of their fish? The realities of modern fishing is that the industry is dominated by fishing vessels that far outmatch nature's ability to replenish fish. Giant ships using state-of-the-art fish-finding sonar can pinpoint schools of fish quickly and accurately. Put simply, the fish don't stand a chance. Here are some astounding facts from the campaign group Greenpeace. First of all, the world's marine catch has increased 4 times in the past 50 years, from 18.5 million tonnes in the 1950s to more than 80 million tonnes today. How is this possible? Well, check out the world's largest fishing net. It's so big it could encircle more than 12 jumbo jets at its opening. But this scale of fishing is indiscriminate. It's thought that as much as 1/4 of all the fish caught never make it back to the market. That works out at roughly 27 million tons of unwanted bycatch thrown back into the seas, dead. Now the world's fishing fleets are trawling the open seas in search of new fishing grounds. Many millions of animals other than fish are severely injured or killed each year. Conservation groups point the finger of blame at the 20 main fishing nations that catch 80% of the fish, rather than small-scale fishermen. Nonetheless, the answer to the crisis, they say, is simple. Catch fewer fish and allow fish stocks to recover. But the fishing industry is showing no signs of slowing down.
And that's all for today's Learning by Ear Special Environment Focus on Endangered Marine Animals, written by Richard Locke. So remember, turtle numbers are dangerously low. Don't eat turtle meat and don't poach turtle eggs if you want to help protect these reptiles that managed to survive the dinosaurs. Thanks for being with us. If you want to hear the program again or tell friends about it, go to our website at www.dw-world.de/lbe. Goodbye.